Chapter 11. The Right Fielder. The right field, when properly played, is the most difficult of the outfield positions. A ball hit in that direction by a right-handed hitter always describes a curve and is therefore very hard to judge. A good right fielder should also throw out many men at first base during a season, and this means that he must possess all the qualifications of an infielder. A few years ago, it was not an unusual thing to see a batsman thrown out at first on a hit into right field. One of the best fielders for this was George Schaefer, who for several seasons played with the Cleveland Club. Another good man was Jake Evans of the Troy Club, and when with the Providence Club, Dorgan seldom let a game go by without catching one or more men in this way. Of late, this is not done so often, for the reason that the right fielder plays a much deeper field now than he did a few years ago. Then, when the curve was still a novelty, there were very few hard hits made to right field by right-handed batters. Still, even now, there are many batters for whom there is no reason to play a deep right field, and such a batter should often be thrown out at first. Yet, the only player whom I have seen make the play this season was Brown, of Boston, who threw out Titcomb twice in one game on the Polo Ground. All that has been said about the other outfielders as to judging a hit, starting, running, and catching may be said of the right fielder. Equally with them, he must locate a hit instantly, start quickly, run speedily, and be able to catch the ball in whatever form he may reach it. In judging a hit, the fielder always takes into consideration the force and direction of the wind, with the effect of which he has become familiar in the preliminary practice, and the curve which the ball is likely to take if hit by a right-hand batter. In fielding ground hits, he meets the ball quickly, and, where possible to catch the batter at first, he throws there on the fly. The reason for throwing so in this instance is that if he is near enough to catch the man at all, he is near enough to throw accurately on the fly, but to third base or home, he should always throw on the bound. He should back up first base on all throws from the catcher. He also should assist the center fielder in backing up second base, and to this end, run back of the center fielder when the latter goes in to meet the ball, so that if it passes one, the other will still be there to stop it. He should also back up the center fielder on all ground hits to the latter, and on all fly hits to him, he should go near so as to quickly recover the ball if it be missed. He should call for the ball the moment he has decided to take it, and as between an outfielder and infielder, the former will take any hit he can reach. He is running in for the ball and has it before him all the time, while the infielder, running out, is apt to get twisted up and in bad shape to make the catch. Outfielders, like infielders, must change position to correspond with the direction the batsman is likely to hit. For instance, there are some men who are never known to hit to right field, and for such, the entire outfield moves toward the left field, the right fielder going almost to center, the center fielder to left center, and the left fielder close to the foul line. When the fielder knows the batsman, he will change without direction, but in any case, he should respond quickly to any signal from the pitcher because the latter may be going to force the batter to hit in a particular direction. The best fielders make the greatest difference in the positions they play for different batsmen. The right fielder must be on the lookout for the catcher's signal to throw to first or second base because, in order that he may get in line with the throw, it is necessary that he shall start when the pitcher begins to deliver. He cannot wait until the catcher throws, or he will be too late to get in line.